Is factional reserve banking consistent with objectivism? So this is similar to the previous question. Oh, I answered this a little bit. Yes, absolutely. And this is why factional reserve banking is not a philosophical issue. It's an economic issue. It's a legal issue. Objectivism says nothing about economics or legality. So factional reserve banking, qua objectivism as a philosophy, has nothing to say. But then you ask, okay, is factional reserve banking a violation of anybody's rights? And in my view, the answer is no. It's a contractual issue. It's a contractual relationship between the depositor and a financial institution. They can voluntarily agree to have a fractional or not have fractional reserve banking. You know, the depositor can demand a full reserve, or they can go to a bank that provides a full reserve. So there's nothing dishonest. There's nothing fraudulent, as long as it's disclosed, about fractional reserve banking. And therefore, it strikes me as a legal transaction. Now, there's a different question, an economic question. Would fractional reserve banking exist under laissez-faire capitalism? And my answer to that is, yes, I think so. But that's an economic question. It's not a philosophical one because it's not fraudulent. And then, let's wait and see. Let's have laissez-faire capitalism and we'll see if we have fractional reserve banking. It would be very different than fractional reserve banking today. It would be disclosed. The levels would be far smaller. But I see nothing economically would prevent having some fractional reserve banking in a country.